Macmillan Audio presents The Unlucky Ones by Hannah Morrissey. Read for you by Angela Daw and Rob Moreira. Mercy did not exist in the primordial life. It was misunderstood for fear, and such misunderstandings made for death. Kill or be killed, eat or be eaten, was the law. Jack London. Prologue.
He said I would never leave you. It's been almost 8 years since my ex-husband spat those words at me, and I hear them as clearly as if he's speaking them to me now. I feel the way they sink into my skin like a row of teeth, breaking and burrowing underneath, taking harbor in my hollow spaces. I even smell the reek of urine as he unzipped his jeans and pissed on my belongings, material things that mattered enough for me to return to the duplex we shared so I could shove them all into a laundry basket and escape from him and the miserable city he'd brought me to, a place that swallows people whole. Black Harbor. Your sidewalks glitter with rocks of crystal meth. Frost-colored and sharp, they catch the light of the street lamps and shine like shards from a fallen star. Wind rolls off the whitecaps of Lake Michigan and pushes heroin needles into your curbs, where they nestle among malt liquor cans and food wrappers and the occasional fingernail that's been torn off in a fight. You're not unique in that regard, you know. A lot of places have crime. A lot of places have cold winters and cold-hearted people. And yet, you have me, all those pieces of myself that I surrendered. A little glass shamrock, a bracelet with my name spelled out in beads, my wedding ring. Years ago, I stood on your coal-blackened railroad bridge and dropped them into the river. Not all at once. Sometimes weeks, even months would pass between my ceremonial offerings. But I always came back. I always had one thing left to give. Until I almost gave my life. As if summoned, the scar on my right leg pulses. Raised and pinker than the rest of me, it resembles a wire. Sometimes I suspect it's what keeps me tethered to you, although there are nearly 1,000 miles between us. My feet pound the pedestrian walkway. The street lamps illuminate the path as it snakes toward the Brooklyn Bridge, a famous floating masterpiece. It's just after 4 a.m. There are a handful of runners and walkers, early morning commuters, but for the most part, the bridge is mine. Cables shoot toward me, reeling me into the gothic double arches. I feel myself being pulled to the bridge's center. My hands slice the air. My stride lengthens, and I drink in the mist that lingers from last night's rain as I race against ghosts that, until recently, I hadn't realized had followed me here. I thought I'd escaped you. I thought I'd escaped him. I'm sprinting now. Away or toward, I don't know. The memory takes hold of me, and suddenly I am tiptoeing back into that duplex, as unsuspecting as a rabbit about to walk into a trap. The house was silent. Empty, I thought. Filled with a swirling quiet, like when you press a seashell to your ear. The handgun was on the dining room table, next to the vestiges of Tommy's breakfast. Beyond it, in the kitchen, beer cans were spread across the countertops. There were more on the floor, another on the mantel by a stuffed possum. He'd been on a bender since I left to stay with my sister. Stale cigar smoke stung my eyes. It was threaded into the fabric of the curtains, the soiled throw pillows, the paint. I was only
sample complete. Ready to continue?